2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and DeGenevic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Oh, the party's over, folks. UHP's top brass, not happy. I'm going to say with your driving, not my driving, your driving after the last snowstorm. Wow. They're telling troopers anything over 5 miles an hour, if you're going 5 miles an hour over the limit, yank drivers over. There's a zero tolerance policy in place.
I feel the need for speed.
The need for speeding tickets, I think, is what it is. What sent UHP's top brass over the edge? Well, guess what? It was your horrible driving. Debbie got her first little taste.
I got my take.
On the worst offender and what they did and how fast that driver was going.
Yeah, when I read that story, I thought, we've got to talk about this on the show. So what was the final straw? Let's delve into the details there. It was chaos. It was the chaos that happened on Utah's freeways during the last couple of snowstorms. Get this. Troopers responded to nearly 950 crashes. Those crashes included 10 patrol cars, highway patrol cars, being hit by motorists, by drivers. Crashes like this one, which was reported by KSL Television's Matt Rascone.
On the road to safe winter travel, it's the people who are out to protect that often find themselves needing the most protection.
When I saw him coming from a couple hundred yards away.
Do we have any crashes in the area?
Trooper Riley Rugg's response to a crash on I-15 is a prime example.
I was watching traffic and I saw a vehicle start to slide. My life flashing before my eyes.
Yeah, his life is flashing before his eyes. That should not be happening. He's there to help us.
This is something that is... I was wondering where that came from. This is something that has really been at the forefront of my brain right now because I'm teaching my 15-year-old how to drive, and I took her out into the snow for the first time on that big snowstorm, and she asked me, how fast should I go? And she was going probably 10 miles an hour below the speed limit. And people were just blasting past her. And she's like, Dad, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. And I said, it's all right, honey. Everyone else is crazy, not you.
We'd like to reintroduce a family member, longtime family member of KSL News Radio, Lee Lonsberry. You produced the Doug Wright Show for many years, then you left us and you went back to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I have been to the swamp and I have returned unscathed.
A little mucky, though.
Exciting news, Lee. This week you're launching a brand new show here from 12:30 to 3 right here on KSL News Radio.
KSL has been incredibly generous. They are giving me a few hours each day to talk to the audience, and I couldn't be more thrilled. As you mentioned, for a number of years worked with Doug Wright. I was his producer. I'd help him come up with content and put together the map of the show. We'd make sure that stories were told expertly. I every day thought, man, what would it be like if we could just switch roles for a day and maybe I could spout off at my mouth and share some of my thoughts. And lo and behold, a few years after Doug and I parted ways, I'm back here and I get to give it a shot. We'll start that on Wednesday.
So did you, when you were driving across cross country, were you pedal to the metal or were you guys making sure you were right at the speed limit?
So here's the story real quickly. I, for the past number of years, have been working out as a congressional aide in D.C. Yep. And then when this show worked out for me, my wife and I and my brand new baby, we loaded up into the car and we hit the road. Now, I would have answered the question you just asked me much differently before the baby came. I probably would have been... let me see. How can I delicately say this?
Pulled over in every single state.
I may have been pulled over in every single state a couple times in Pennsylvania.
Kansas.
I'll tell you what, though. Most of this past week, I spent driving out here, and with a new baby in tow, I was exactly the speed limit. In fact, one thing that the story you just shared doesn't mention is, what's the minimum? I may have been flirting with the minimum as we were coming through stretches of Wyoming and Nebraska. With a new baby now, do not think I will be pulled over too often.
It's amazing. So the best drivers in the world are the ones that have the car seat. That's right? Kind of how it is.
Well, can I, one quick question though. The biggest revelation out of your what you just shared with us, you have a 15-year-old child?
Yeah.
You are far too young to have a 15-year-old child.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Actually, my oldest is 18, so he's graduating in like a few months. But that it has been something kind of, I think, similar to what you're going through when you look at it through different eyeballs. And that's kind of how it is when you have children and when you're teaching kids how to drive. You're looking at the roads through different eyeballs. You and I have grown up and we've been driving in the snow for so long, Debbie. I think we kind of forget, or we become overly confident with our ability, or maybe overly confident with the vehicle we're driving because this has four-wheel drive. We're fine. But when you start understanding that not everybody has the Utah expertise, then it becomes more dangerous.
There are two fears. There are the fears of your own, or there's the constant attention being paid to your own abilities, and then there's the constant unknown of the abilities possessed by the driver coming up alongside you in the lane next door.
Let me just put it this way. Anytime I drive in a snowstorm anywhere in Utah, I feel like I might get bumped off the road by the guy driving the truck behind me. So impatient, right on my bumper.
Those pickup trucks are so intimidating.
I was on 215 heading home the other day in the snowstorm. It was just hitting right about the time I was leaving an event. And I'm trying to get up 3300 South, which is straight uphill, feels like, and then I-215. And I've got this guy right on the tailgate of my car for the entire stretch. Here's the deal. Here's what I think set UHP Brass over the edge. There was a guy, or it could have been a gal, it was a driver who was pulled over during that last snowstorm. He was doing 103 miles an hour in a 75 mile an hour zone. He got a ticket, but he was not taken to jail because troopers said they were so busy with those hundreds and hundreds of crashes, they didn't have time to stop everything and take one guy to jail, at least to book him in on the 103 mile an hour. He was going 103 miles an hour in a snowstorm in a 75 mile an hour zone. Therein lies the problem that we've always had in this state. People just ignore the fact that there's a blizzard out there.
It's irresponsible and reckless.
It totally is. We've got to have a better punishment. So this is what I propose. If we're not going to take you into jail, we're just going to have you stand on the side of the road and just watch cars blast past you, kind of how the UHP troopers feel, and just realize this is terrifying and this is a terrible idea. I'm going to drive like Dave's 15-year-old daughter.
Lee Lonsberry, welcome back to the KSL family.
Much.
We're so happy your wife, are back in Salt Lake City, and your baby's name is?
Piper Jean Lonsberry.
Oh, welcome, Piper Jean, to the KSL family as well. Okay, we'll look forward to your show starting today?
Wednesday at 12:30 here on KSL.
All right, we'll be tuned in. Hey, next, home prices are going up and up and up and up, up again in Salt Lake County. Dave, that new median home price blew my socks off. We're going to talk about that when we go right on the money. And I want to know this. Should parents start gifting their kids the down payment? Oh, let's talk about that.
And do Jennifer. Listen to Dave and Debbie wherever you are. They're live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the KSL News Radio app. And of course, in the car on 102.7 FM.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.